Hi, Courtney. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, beloved heart friends. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on my journey on the path with the Ascended Masters. It has been really intriguing, wonderful, sometimes testing, but we must test our muscles before we can run. I am a native of Kingston, Jamaica, and began my journey on this path in 1978 when things seemed a little dark. I was guided to look for a teacher that I had up until when I was 12 years old. I had no idea why I was looking for him, but the day when I went out to look for him, I stopped on a street that I thought I should stop at, just doing this intuitively. And there was a lady standing at the fence, and she said, "Are you looking for someone?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Yes, I'm looking for Mr. Webster Rhodes, teacher." And she said, "This is where he lives, right here." I had no idea. I was standing right in front of his house. Anyway, I went in, and he was happy to see me, and we had lots of talks about various things day after day. And one day I looked at him, and I said, "Tell me, do you have anything on metaphysics?" And he said, "No." He just continued the conversation. Then suddenly he said, "Wait right here." He went inside the house and came back out with a book in his hand, a nice green book, Unveiled Mysteries. And he said to me, "I'll lend you this book for 2 weeks." However, it was intriguing what happened while I was reading the book. And after that, I found that I was on page 11, where there's a meditation that's given by Saint Germain. And it said that if you practice this meditation for 10 days, your life will turn around. And so I started the meditation. On the third day, I had a particular need, and I didn't know how to get around it. And I just left the house. But before leaving, the voice was audible. It said, "Go forth in faith, without doubt or fear, for the mighty I Am Presence is your source." And all my response was, "Ah, okay." So I went, and turns out that everything went well, and some major changes took place at that time. However, my teacher encouraged me to go with him to the I Am Sanctuary in Kingston that he was a part of. And the very first time I went there, I heard a dictation. My very first dictation was from Godfrey Ray King, beloved Godfrey. And I decided then that I needed to embark on that path. Well, I was soon to leave Jamaica for New York, and never got a chance to get the address or anything to the I Am activity. But I came in contact with a lady who was a member of the Summit Lighthouse at the Unity Church I used to attend in Flushing, Queens. And at that time, I was all excited about it. But the winter came, and I got very timid and went back home. Too cold for me. Well, I was back by the spring of that year. Hung around a little bit, visited the I Am Sanctuary in Brooklyn. And then I started taking their lessons, which I found very intriguing and exciting and helpful. But it was not to end there. I had to go other places too. Went back into Jamaica in October of that same year and stayed for about 4 years. At that time, I needed to come into contact with people who were in the teaching. And so there was a group of individuals who were studying with the Bridge to Freedom, and I willingly made myself a part of that. I found it very heart-filling and helpful. I was able to understand more clearly what the teachings were about. Then I had to go back to New York and decided to be a member of the Summer Lighthouse, simply because of a dream. I had a dream before I left. This lady came to me. She was dressed in robe and crown. She had a scepter in her hand, and she handed me the scepter. And so I was directed to go to the teaching center in Manhattan for the Summer Lighthouse. On entering, I saw this beautiful picture on the wall. I said, "Oh, my God, that's the lady I saw in my dream." And someone said to me, "That was beloved Portia." Then I knew it was time to really be a part of the Summer Lighthouse. So I became a keeper and enjoyed that fellowship for a few years until I left New York, came to Albuquerque. At that time, I continued my journey with the Summer Lighthouse. In 2010, I was invited to Grants Pass in Oregon to give a talk on the Violet Flame. I was greeted with a lot of jubilation and a lot of joy, and I was prompted to get a group started in Grants Pass. For the 3 days that I was there, people were shown how to use the Violet Flame, and they were excited about it. And then 20 people decided to start a group in Oregon and connect with me every week. At the end of 2009, I'm at the Heart Center in Albuquerque when beloved David came for the conference. It was really, really exciting. I felt it very heart-filling. And from then on, I've been a part of you, sometimes absent because of my circumstances at the moment. But yes, it's been a really exciting journey. I'm going to take a quote from Saint Germain, says, "In the fullness of the presence are the things that we desire. It is the love that we require. In the fullness of the presence is the love that we require. In the fullness of the presence are the things that we desire. So all we should desire are the things of the presence. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. There's more to tell, but it will take a long time."
Thank you, beloved Courtney, for your beautiful story. And it's exciting to me personally that you have taught some people in Grants Pass about the Violet Flame, because I live in Mount Shasta, California, and we are only a few hours south of Grants Pass. So maybe I can connect with some of your friends. That would be great.
Well, I think that some of them did not stick around. They tend to be a little wanted today and not wanted tomorrow. Kind of. That's okay. What I learned.
We can talk a little bit more about that particular item later. I'm very curious about your connection to Portia. It sounds like you, Saint Germain, and Portia definitely have maybe some things from your past or something. It sounds like you guys go way back. Did you get any intimation of that before?
Yeah, I got that impression because I was a Boy Scout master in Jamaica, and I was sent to Valley Forge in 1971 on an international camp staff program. And I had some experiences there. On coming back, I realized it was Saint Germain, because I'd learned about him in the Rosicrucian Order. And I realized that it was he that was directing some of the things I was doing. So, yeah, I've had a connection with him for a long time.
Well, Courtney, that's very wonderful. As I said, I live here in Mount Shasta, and we definitely have a connection with St. Germain in Mount Shasta. So maybe someday you could come here and visit us in Mount Shasta. That would be so wonderful.
That would be great. I've been on the mountain.
Wonderful.
To pentameters and all that.
The place of great encounters with St. Germain and Godfrey.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Courtney. Thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate hearing your story, and I look forward to connecting with you more often.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.